The beginning of Parshas Achrimos begins, as its name implies, after the death, specifically after the tragic death of Aaron's two sons. And continuing in that theme, Hashem tells Moshe to instruct Aaron and tell him, "Va'al yavo b'chol eis el hakodesh mibeis laparoches." You should not repeat the mistake that your sons have made. Don't think you can come at any time or at all times into the holiest places within the Mishkan, el pnei kaporos asher ala Aaron, all the way inside where the Aron is, with the kapores, the lid on top of the Aron, and don't think that you'll do that v'lo yamus, and you won't die. The implication being, of course, if you do too much, and if you go when you're not supposed to, you would die. Ki be'anan e'ra'e al kapores, because that place is very, very holy and very, very powerful. It's actually the place where God's manifest Shechina was present and would speak to people like Moshe from that spot, and therefore Aron is being instructed in essence, not to repeat the mistake of his sons. We know there's a big discussion about exactly what happened with Aaron's sons, not even a view, and why they died in the commentaries. But certainly the simple reading of the text, the Pashat Pshat in the Chumash, is that they entered into the Beis HaMikdash, or they brought a carbon when they weren't commanded. And it seems like, on the simple level, Aaron is being commanded, even in this most tragic of moments, to at least learn the lesson and not repeat the mistake. Interestingly, Rashi adds a slightly different angle and a more subtle nuance. And Rashi says, I don't think this is like contradicting the simple pshat of the pasuk, but Rashi adds that in fact, perhaps something additional is going on. And that is that why is it, you know, what danger, aside from death, to be frank, but what danger would there be? You know, what could be so bad about regularly visiting the Aron and going inside the inner part of the Mishkan? So says Rashi, Afisha Galui Shechinas Isham, as I just mentioned, because that's the place where God's manifest presence, the Shechina, is revealed. Yizaher shlo yargil lavo. Be careful not to get too habituated to it, not too comfortable. Don't do it too often. It's almost, you know, Rashi doesn't exactly explicitly say what exactly is the problem with that of becoming lo yargil. But what seems to be Rashi's getting at, and this is the basis of a beautiful essay in the Sefer Sichos Musar by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. This is referring to the incredible power and danger of what Yeshaya Hanavi famously called mitzvahs anasha milumada. The idea that even mitzvahs, even things which are innately good, holy, and even commanded, but if we do them too regularly, we run the risk of our habit turning into rote. And even though we may do the right thing, but our heart could be completely dulled or even dead to the mitzvah, and it lacks all of the meaning and mindfulness that is supposed to be associated with our mitzvahs. And says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he thinks that's what Rashi is hinting at here. Who is greater than our own? Who prepared for all those initial seven days Moshe was doing the service, and Aaron was preparing until the eighth day, when he himself then had his opening day, his inauguration as the Kohen Gadol, and he did the work in the Mishkan. And even so, even Aaron is warned because of the threat that hergel can have on a person, that habit can easily turn to rote, and our passionate heart can easily be turned to stone. In order to strengthen this point, Chaim Shmulevitz quotes a very well-known and powerful passage from the classical 15th century commentary on the Pirkei Avos, known as the Chassid Yavetz. And the Chassid Yavetz, in his commentary there, is working off of, commenting on a pasuk in the Navi Yechezkel, in Perek Memvav, where the Navi enjoins the people that whenever they're visiting the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't matter which gate they enter the city in, which gate they enter the Beis HaMikdash from, that's okay, there are different gates as we know, but whichever gate you entered from, you have to leave via a different gate. That's explicit in the pasuk, but it's not clear why. What's the big deal? So explains the Chassid Yavetz that the Navi, speaking on behalf of God, is very, very careful that you should not yira'eh hashar shtei pamim. Don't see the same gate twice when you're leaving and when you're entering. Rather, leave from a different place. Why? Because if you go in and out of the same place, you'd be already with that two times. You become so familiar with those doors, you might think, it's like my door. You may be so familiar with the walls, it's like my wall. You'll lose a little bit of a sense of the awe, of the excitement, of the wow, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. The more times you see it, the more times you do anything, even see the walls or the doors or the gates of the Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, the more you are at risk of becoming numb, dulled, and even, God forbid, dead to the power, majesty, and magic that these environments or these mitzvos are supposed to inspire. And in order to explain this, the Chassid Yavetz goes on to elaborate on or makes the point, which we kind of know intuitively, but he makes it in a very powerful way, that the teva ha'adam, the nature of people, is lakutz v'dvarim behet mamatam, that we can become resentful and sometimes even hateful towards things the more often we do them. What we nowadays might call overexposure. Nowadays, we are very, very sensitive to this danger of overexposure. But this was something that was not newly discovered. Chazal were aware of this centuries and centuries ago. And therefore, it says the Chassid Yaivitz, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz thinks was being hinted at by the Rashi in our Parsha with Aaron, that Chazal and the Torah were sensitive to this even in the most intensive experiences. Aaron in the Mishkan, Jewish people revisiting the Beis HaMikdash. Even things as powerful and as special as that, but overexposure can risk turning good habits into deadly rote. The Sichos Moser, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, elaborates on this, and he speaks very, very powerfully. And he explains that how hergel, habit, rote, can be the oyev hagadol shel kol regesh kedusha v'dromamut. It is the enemy number one, the most threatening force that can destroy passionate religious experience, meaningful religious experience. It requires emotion, requires one's heart, requires passion, and you lose that. Potentially, you're at risk of losing that if you become numb to the newness, the excitement, and the magic of the experience. And you're at risk to that by definition the more you do something. We have to be ever on guard to avoid our good habits turning into a deadening kind of rote. And he adds one more quote, which I think is very, very powerful. And he points out that we have to realize that the more time we do things, on the one hand, our heart is being distanced from Hashem, even as our peh, our svasayim, our mouth and our lips, or our legs or our hands keep on doing the mitzvahs, keep on saying the words, but our heart is getting further and further away. And we have to always be on guard that on the one hand, we want to continue to do mitzvahs in a regular way, but at the same time, find newness and excitement in those mitzvahs, change things up a little bit every now and then, so that we never get rote and bored.